Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Every time I read today's gospel to someone, including myself, this gospel in which Jesus speaks about not worrying and about not trusting in money, but trusting in our Heavenly Father to provide for us, I get almost the same reaction. Of course. I knew that. Why do I always keep forgetting it? You forget it, we forget it. Or if not forget it, pass over it unnoticed. Because your sinful flesh and the devil and the world keep tugging at you, keep pulling at you toward this idol called money, mammon. Because the devil, the world, and your sinful flesh keep telling you, you can't trust your Father to provide. You have to do it yourself. And even then, you may not make it. Jesus confronts the devil's lies today by identifying for us just what exactly the problem is when we worry, and also by providing the cure. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life. You can serve God, or you can serve money. You can't serve both at the same time. So Jesus says, serve God, who loves you, and not money, which doesn't even recognize you, and which will most surely perish together with all who put their trust in it. Now, what does it look like to serve God? It always begins in the heart. As Moses said to the Israelites in the first lesson you heard today, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Or as we put it in the Catechism, the first commandment, you shall have no other gods. What does this mean? We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. But the temptation to fear, love, and trust in someone or something else besides God is strong. We heard about it today in Sunday school with the children and with the adults when we heard again that story of the golden calf, where the people of Israel stopped trusting in the Lord God who brought them out of Egypt and decided they needed to make a god for themselves to worship. A god for themselves in whom they could trust to take care of them, since the Lord God didn't seem to be around at the moment. Not many people around us create idols to fall down before and worship anymore. That's not something that our reasonable culture does very much anymore. We don't think it reasonable to dance around a statue, a golden calf, but lots of people around us do put their trust in gold or silver or the almighty dollar. And we do think it's very reasonable to add up the dollars and either relax if we think there are enough of them at the moment, or become afraid because we think there aren't. Now, trust in money takes many forms. For some, it means that earning money takes precedence over the kingdom of God. It means that earning money takes precedence over everything that they should be doing, like hearing the word of God or receiving the sacraments of God. For others, it means spending money selfishly or foolishly or haphazardly to fulfill their own desires without taking into account God's instructions on how He wants us to use the money that He has put us in charge of as managers. For others, trusting in money means being stingy with what you have so that they do not, as Paul said to the Corinthians to the Galatians in the epistle today, so that they do not do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. But the form of money worship that Jesus addresses today is that worry. When you worry about money, it reveals where your trust lies. Or at least it reveals that your sinful flesh is trying to get the upper hand in your heart. But when you call worry what it is, idolatry, then you can approach God in repentance and confess worry for what it is, idolatry, and then receive absolution for it. Only then can you begin to tear down the idol in your heart. Now let's make sure we understand the context of Jesus' words. He was speaking here not to pagans, not to atheists, but to church members in Israel, to His disciples in the Sermon on the Mount. We don't expect people who do not worship the true God, who do not acknowledge the true God, or claim to be believers in Christ, to trust our Heavenly Father or to care about God's commandments. The unbeliever is already an idol worshiper. Money or no money. To the unbeliever, God does not say, "I am your Father, trust me." Instead, He says, "Repent of your sins and believe in the gospel of Christ so that I can adopt you as my child and wash away your sins and take care of you as a good and gracious father for the sake of Christ." But you who know the true God and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent, you who acknowledge the Lord as God, you who live in the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit, as Paul said to the Galatians again today. You carry around your sinful flesh with you. You do. You always do. That always wants you to trust in money and never wants you to trust in God as your Father. But you have been born again. You have been washed clean in holy baptism and made sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. You have died to sin. You have put on Christ. You live by the Spirit, so walk by the Spirit. Hear the Spirit's words and follow where He leads. And you don't have to wonder where that might be. He reveals where He leads in words, the words you heard Jesus speak today. Do not worry about your life or your body. Trust in God, not money. See how Jesus tenderly coaxes His people to do this with beautiful signs and testimonies and promises of God's providence, without a single ounce of your worry required. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? So that every time you see a bird or a flock of birds, you have a reminder from the Son of God that your heavenly Father is at work, providing for these little insignificant creatures of His. And you have a reminder from the Son of God that you are more valuable than those little creatures. You have His promise to provide for you too. Notice Jesus doesn't call God their heavenly Father, speaking of the birds. He calls Him your heavenly Father. Yes, He is the creator of the birds, the preserver, and the provider for the birds. But He doesn't call Himself the Father of the birds. He does call Himself your Father. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus, Paul says. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Jesus goes on, why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So that every time you see a flower, or any flower, you have a reminder from the Son of God that your heavenly Father is at work providing clothing for the grass, as it were. And the grass is worthless. It springs up and is then mown down and thrown into the fire and burned up, and no one, including God, sheds a tear. Nor should they. But if God thinks enough of the grass to clothe it in beauty, Jesus says, you can't even begin to imagine how much He thinks of man, whom He created in His own image, to whom He gave a living soul. You can't even begin to imagine how much He thinks of man, whom He has redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, who didn't become a bird or a flower or even an angel, but was made man in order to die for us, to give us the gift of eternal life. You know this, Jesus says. You're not one of the Gentiles, that is, one of those who don't know the true God, who don't believe in Him, who have nothing better to trust in than money or their own strength and labor and skill. Let the Gentiles, let the unbelievers run around focused on making money and providing for themselves the things they need. But you, children of the true God, you, sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Let God's kingdom and God's righteousness fill your agenda for each day. Let God's word dwell in you richly. Let the gospel of Christ occupy your time, and more importantly, occupy your heart. Jesus isn't telling you not to go to work. On the contrary, Paul says, if a man will not work, let him not eat. But it's possible to work hard without trusting in your work to provide for you. It's possible to work hard at your job while still seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. That starts with hearing God's word and receiving His sacrament. It continues with daily repentance and prayer and trust in your Heavenly Father and love for your neighbor and working hard in your vocation, not to get enough to provide for yourself, but to honor God with your work and to serve your neighbor with it. You have plenty to do in your life without worrying about your life or your body, because your life and your body are in God's faithful hands. Having said all that, the cure for worry is not something that comes in a single dose. Jesus didn't speak the words of our gospel once and then let those words perish. They have been recorded for us in the Holy Scriptures because the people of Christ need to hear it, need to hear His voice in this matter more than once. His voice is the cure. His sacrament is the medicine. Here, Jesus forgives the sin of worry fully and completely, and also repeatedly throughout your life. And then by these means, He begins to cure you in your life, so that by the power of His Holy Spirit, you defeat the devil, the world, and your sinful flesh that try to convince you that your Father is faithless. He isn't faithless. He is faithful. You can trust Him. He gave His Son for you into death because of His great love for you. How will He not also with Him freely give us all things? Amen. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.